What is up, y'all? Welcome back to Burger King. How can I take your order?
You can have it your way.
That microphone doesn't work.
Oh, it's not
plugged in.
I keep forgetting.
Oh, man. We got microphones. We got the... I don't know what this is. MB8800? Something like that. I know I said MB and it makes it sound like we're talking about our podcast, but it's not. It's a pretty cool microphone. Someone was generous enough and donated money to our podcast. I got it randomly.
Doesn't want to unexpected. Shout
him
out.
I'm not gonna shout him out just for like the sake of it because I don't know if that's what he wants.
Okay.
But real generous, gave us $50 for the podcast, so we bought microphones with it. The only problem is I don't know how to set this shit up. Like, yeah. Physically, it's set up. It looks nice.
Looks very nice. I'm ready to record.
The microphone is gold. Yeah, the microphone's gold. We got, like, all the other little attachments on it. We got everything else that we need to fixate it, but we're missing, like, a few parts. So, hopefully next time you guys hear this, we'll have it all set up and ready to go. Last week, we had a snowstorm.
We did. So that's why we didn't have an episode.
It was our one-day snowstorm. The weather dropped to, like,
the teens. And it was extremely cold last week. Oh, my gosh. It was about... I'm not even kidding. It was probably in the negatives.
Yeah.
With wind chill.
With, like, huge-ass flakes, like, falling down. Ugh. Like, the roads within, like, an hour just, like, flooded with snow. So, we weren't able to cord... or let alone put out anything.
Yeah, me and Taj, he wanted to see the USC fight at View House, and like we walked for a little bit, and it was terrible. I told him that was probably one of the worst walks I've ever done.
So, sorry we missed last week. We promised that we'd get this out every single week. That's our goal, but you know, inclement weather and all that prevented us from doing that.
Yeah. Both of us now doesn't have a car, so...
Yeah.
I think we know that already. We couldn't do it today. I mean, last week.
It was even bad for me, like, if I were to drive. Like, it was that bad.
Yeah, it was that bad.
Well, I probably wouldn't have driven anyway.
Our fucking Uber driver, he was driving like a maniac. He was trying to, cut people off and just, like... He was just swerving. I'm like, do you know the weather we're in right now, sir? Me and Todd got out of the car. We're like, okay. Like, he almost killed us.
But yeah, so hopefully in the future we'll have these microphones completely set up where we can record it. I think the plan is to have one here at my house and one at your house.
Yep.
And we'll kind of just go off that. So bear with us as, like, the next one might be, like, I guess kind of staticky, kind of scratchy, whatever it is. Like,
we'll figure it out.
We'll get it, but it might be a bit before it sounds like crystal clear and more professional. But until then, we got, you know, this option. I don't know. What else we got going on?
I'm putting out content. I'm putting out, like, videos.
Yeah, you had, like, 4 or 5 videos? Since, like, the last time we recorded a podcast?
Yeah, actually, yeah. My goal was to try to put one out every day of the week. I came close, but I feel good about it. I'm starting to just do stuff, and a lot of ideas are coming in my mind, and it's progressing. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, it's the fact that you're actually pushing out content, right. You know? I've been working on a dance for an artist, and he sent me another song, so I think I'm probably going to set up another dance for that. That's been taking a while, only because I have to come up with all the steps in my head and, like, refigure everything and make sure it all fits the music. Mm-hmm. So that one's kind of taken a big part of my time in that sense. I haven't, like, seen you in, like, a week.
I know.
Like, 2 weeks. Which is weird.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, it's usually like if I'm out like at a state, it's like that's when I don't see you. But like to not see you for like a week was like kind of weird, because we usually check up on each other on like how everything's going on and what we're doing. So
I have to point this out. This is still funny. So Jorge has this spray bottle, and there's a dog here that whines, and it's very loud.
Oh, they heard the Disney episode.
Yeah, they were. But anyways, the dog comes around and starts whining. He gets the spray bottle and like basically aims it at the dog, and the dog's like,
"All right, let me clarify. It's like it's on the spray.
It's part. Like some it, abusive it's not, kid shut up. Shit."
It's like it's not on like the stream part, you know, where like it shoots out straight. It's like on the spray where like it spritzes, you know. So like when I shoot it, like it's just the sound of it and like the water going towards her that she doesn't like. That's why she walks away. My dog's chewing on an antler off to the side. You guys probably
your dog it. Is just chilling low key.
So we're good in that sense.
Yeah, I just had to point out that was funny.
That's all funny. We saw Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it? Without any spoilers, obviously.
Yeah. No, it was a good movie. There was a lot of down parts where to be honest, I fell asleep. But it was good though. It was a good lead up for, you know, the Avengers, and I'm excited for the Avengers. And once you guys see it, you see the end, you're like, oh yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, that ending part. Whew.
Yeah.
I got hyped for it. I was like, when are we watching Endgame next? Like,
right.
When is that coming out? It comes out this year.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's what we're going to say.
Yeah. But, no, it was good. I really liked it. It's really geared towards, women feeling empowered more. It was, people. Like, if I had a daughter, I'd be like, yeah, we're watching this because this girl kicks ass, you know? And it's not just like, oh, white women kick ass. Like, no, it's like,
anyone.
Women in general.
They had a diversity in the movie too. You'll see.
Yeah, it.
What we're talking.
It
about.
It was well done.
Yeah.
There's not many few things that would change about the movie, besides like you said, like there are some slow parts, but I think that was kind of the charm of the movie.
Mm-hmm. You kind of need that.
She had like a sassy attitude through the whole movie, which I really loved, and that was really. That was really cool because, like, every time, like, I watched it, I was like, I just, like this character more and more.
No, I did like her character. I really did.
Like, throughout, like, even the beginning to the end, it was, like, just straight sass of, like, just random stuff. And she was quick-witted, too. So it was like, damn, you're keeping this up this whole time?
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah. Like, I really like you. So that was really cool. Anything else that we have going on? My Warriors beat the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've told him, like, I know the Nuggets is not doing shit to the Warriors this year. We're built for the future. We're the third youngest team in the NBA, number one. Number two, we have to learn how to win in the playoffs. And next year is our year. And I don't know how far that's going to be, but next year is definitely our year.
Well, how far are you guys going to get this year?
I think we'll win like two playoff series. So we'll get to the semi-Western Conference Finals. So that should be cool, and we'll see how it goes after that.
Right. Okay. Hockey.
You don't know why. Hockey. I don't
fucking care. Baseball starting up.
Yeah. I only go because a lot of girls go.
Because you know nothing about baseball, really.
I do. Like, I know the basics. I know there's 9 innings and...
How many outs in an inning?
What?
How many outs in an inning?
3? No. Wait. Oh, 6.
It's 6 outs in an inning.
Well, I thought you meant per team.
No, I said an inning.
Oh.
Oh.
You can't do tricks.
It's not tricks. I literally said an inning. I said nothing else. All right. It's okay. A lot of baseball people get that wrong, too, because they think the same thing. Yeah, I know. You're cute. My dog got a bat.
Hey, I was like... No one's seeing this. They're going to be like, whoa, they're a little too close.
Sorry, no, I'm talking about my dog.
hey, you're
here.
Cute.
Hey, get out of here. Get.
See? Get. That's some abusive all right, child hey, go. Shit.
No, she's fine. So we gotta record. We're behind like a week, basically. Any big things for the future? I guess this is like a recap of like how everything's going.
But it's not mid. It's not mid-year yet, though.
No, but I mean, like, we're like 3 months into it. So we're like a quarter of the year in.
Yeah. I think I pretty much gave what, you know,
I mean, like, what my goals like, were. What you got, like, more for besides, like, your skits? Like, anything else that, like, you've thought about, like, coming up with spring now that the weather's getting kind of warmer?
I definitely want to do more dance videos. I have tons of, tons of ideas for, like, for dance videos I want to do.
Okay. You were saying with the microphones, you got a couple skits also.
Yeah.
That you got lined up.
You said other than skits, though.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, with that, like, do you have anything else, like, do you want to, like, do, like, voiceover stuff with, like, the microphones?
No. Because...
Do you think that's played out?
No, not at all. I just think I'm not too enthused to do that yet. Like, right. Maybe I come up with an idea and I'm like, oh, I can do that. But as of now, I'm just going to use it as a prop, basically. And act like it's actually doing something.
Right. Okay.
So.
Yeah, I got...
What about you?
Oh, sorry. Like, it's all hitting me now. I got gaming coming out. There's a bunch of games that are coming out. The couple of streamers that I am talking to, I'm getting more in depth with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we made more connections. I've talked with more of them here and there. I'm probably going to have a lot of home time coming up.
Yeah.
That's referring back to episode 5, where I got that whole thing coming up on Tuesday, the 12th. We'll kind of figure out more information when that hits, but it's probably going to be a lot of at-home time. So that's why we're talking about having a microphone here and having a microphone at Kiwan's house, because if I can't leave my house, like,
right,
period, then I can't record, you know, like, because we haven't figured out a way to record here and record there. But if we do, then that's cool, because we can use the microphones also. So, with all that downtime, like, I'm going to be online playing video games a lot because I won't have anything else to do. Chill. God. I know you guys probably hear the water. It's just me spraying the dogs. That's
hilarious.
Because they need to chill and, like, not fight. Fight night. But, yeah. So, I'll be at home, but I'll keep my time occupied with games and whatnot, and, like, recording and coming up with other stuff. I'll probably have, like, a set list of things I'd want to do after
the time is up.
God, I keep yawning. It's horrible.
You need a nap.
I do need a nap. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I need to eat, too. Besides the point, what else we got coming up? We got spring coming up. I got spring break with my kids coming up at the end of the month.
I don't have spring break with my kids. I'm by myself.
Yeah, you got that whole week off. Is it like your last week? Last week of March? You got off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So that should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And NBA playoffs will be coming soon. So I don't know. We'll probably be in tune more and, like, talking more about current events or stuff, or, like, crazy shots or dunks or whatever's going on. March Madness is this month, too.
As you can see, we're just trying to give some insight on what we're going through and what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's like the update episode.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to get into this. Since we both can relate, I want to talk about something a little deep. As far as, let's talk about how we both didn't have fathers in our life and, like, how it affect us and how... like, how you feel like it shaped you, or some things that didn't shape you, in a sense. So
yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
I mean, you can start.
I'm going to start with the Will Smith episode.
Yeah.
It's a very famous episode where...
one of the best episodes.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. Anyone that knows, like, what we've gone through, that hasn't had a dad, or, like, a dad that doesn't want them, like, that episode should hit home for you. It was unscripted. Will said all of this off the top of his head. The emotions giving into that episode was his general emotions. And Uncle Phil's emotions were genuine too, because he didn't know how to respond to that, because he knew that that wasn't supposed to be said in the script.
Well, he said that he just imagined like not having a father. He did have his father like in real life, but
that's what I mean. Like, yeah, it's like a genuine thing. Like, he, it's one of the few things that when I watched it, I was like, everything about this is exactly how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like, when my mom saw it, she goes, "Is that how you feel about this?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it." So in the episode, it's like the end of the episode, mm-hmm. Where Will's like packed up his stuff and he's supposed to go home. Like,
he's like, "Daddy, yo."
Yeah. And his dad was like, "Will, like, I can't come. I can't take you right now." Like, he makes an excuse, you know. And Will's like, "Oh yeah, that's cool. Like, whatever." And like, he calls his dad by his first name, you know, and anyone knows, like, Hispanic and Black culture, like, when you call like a family member by their first name, it means that, like,
you don't respect
it. You lost all respect for that mm-hmm. person. Regardless of who it is.
Yeah.
You know, if that's why, like, we always get on, like, some of these kids where they call their parents by their, like, first name or last name. We're like, what? You can do that right. without getting smacked? Like, I can get my ass beat right here on the spot.
They do it at my school. They call the teachers by their first name.
Yeah. To us, it's just, like, a sign of disrespect. But to hear that, like, in an episode is like, damn, like, he really just kind of gave up on his dad.
Right.
And then he turns around and, like, Uncle Phil was like, you know, Will, it's cool. Like, it's fine. He's like, no, I'm cool. Like, I didn't need him then. I didn't need him now. And, like, emotions start to build up. And that's when everything kind of comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up as a kid, like, that was my whole life on it.
Do you want to elaborate on, like, the situation, or you feel like that's...
Yeah, no, I can talk about it. It was a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of, like, misplaced, I guess, anger, for lack of a better term. Because I didn't know, you know, and, like, as a kid, like, you don't have an outlet.
Right.
Like, majority of the time, you don't have anyone to talk to that's going through something like that. You know, my grandpa, you know, his dad was there, you know, but he helped take care of me. My uncle couldn't say anything because his dad was there, which was my grandpa. So my father figure growing up was my grandpa, you know, and I know I've referenced him a couple times. My first tattoo was dedicated to my grandpa. He's still alive before anyone gets any ideas.
Yeah.
He lives in California, so I don't see him very often, but I do call him probably once a month. Probably should call him more. But my first tattoo is a pocket watch with wings on my back, because he's always had my back and everything, and he's always said time flies. That's kind of always been his saying.
Yeah.
And time does fly, you know.
Time does fly.
When you get older, you start to realize more and more, like, okay, well, I didn't need my dad. I didn't need my dad to do this, you know. And you start to being appreciative of everyone else that has been in your life and has helped you get to that point.
Right.
Like, the person I am today, I wouldn't be that person without my grandpa. The people I've met now, I probably wouldn't have met those people without the help of my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say my mom didn't do anything. My mom did a lot of stuff. My mom and I butt heads a lot, more than I'd like to admit, but, you know, I've never once talked bad about my mom. My mom has always been there for me since day one. She's been my number one supporter in anything and everything I've ever done. If I said randomly, like, I want to switch up and do this, she's like, cool. You know, if I was like, Mom, I'm gay, she's like, okay, cool. Like, she'd be supportive of that. I'm not gay. I got nothing against gay people. But I'm just saying.
I'm glad you came out, bud. I know that hurt.
Bite him. Bite him, Kuma. Bite him. Bite. Okay. No, don't bite people. We don't bite people. Only the bad people. But yeah, like, he's been a huge part in my life. And like I said, that episode was really big. The George Lopez episode when he met his dad, that was a big one.
I haven't seen that one. You
probably haven't seen that one, but because it's not as famous. But when he met his dad, he, like, socked his dad, like, right in the face. And I was like, that's what I'm going to do to my dad. And my mom was like, no, you can't hit your dad. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to knock his ass out.
Right.
Maybe not now. Like, I probably have my emotions more in control. But, like, that's what it was. Like, that's what I felt. That's why I got really big into sports. Because it was just, can y'all chill? You have a dad.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I'm talking to my dog. Because he's all being all talkative. But that's why I was big into sports, because it was a way for me to, like, let my anger out. Like, I used to, like, truck kids, like, over when I was playing baseball and soccer, you know. And you've seen how fast I am. Like, if someone your speed was hitting someone hard, like, that's going to hurt. Someone my speed that's, like, a little bit lower, catching by surprise. So,
oh, yeah.
yeah, I it was
speeding bullet.
it was tough, but I wouldn't say I'm over it.
What was your emotions? Were you, when he wasn't around, were you sad? Were you mad? So, were you, okay, you know, all these mixed feelings?
So my dad left before I was a year old. So I grew up not knowing my dad.
Okay.
I grew up not knowing like half my family. My only family to me and what I thought was normal was having an uncle, having an aunt, having a cousin, and then my grandma and grandpa and my mom. I thought that was a normal family to me for the longest time until I got until about 10. And then I realized that people have like another half of their family, you know? So when people are like, oh, my dad's side of the family got me this, I'm like, wait, do families do that? What? Like, that's a thing? Yeah, I didn't know that. So that was like a huge shock for me, like culturally. My cousin and I were really close. The cousin that I live with now, her and I became like brother and sister, even though we've never had brothers and sisters.
Right.
So my aunt was always been supportive of me. My uncle was supportive until I got older. And then he kind of just dipped off, which is, it's fine. You know, there's nothing I can do about that. That's his choice. I've always tried to reach out.
Was this on your dad's side, your uncle?
No. So everything I'm talking about is on my mom's side.
Okay.
So my uncle kind of dipped off. My aunt still keeps in contact with me. My mom, obviously, my grandma and my grandpa. But little by little, like because of the internet, you know, and Facebook and everything, I'm able to meet and connect with other members of the family, which I find out, you know, I knew this beforehand, that my dad has married 3 times. He's had an older stepsister, or he's had a daughter before me, which is an older stepsister, me, and then I have a younger stepsister. I have 2 younger stepsisters and a younger stepbrother. That's the current family right now. I don't talk with them. My stepsister hates me. I was invited to the wedding and uninvited within 48 hours, which I find hilarious. Really? I didn't tell you the story.
As soon as I said really.
I'll talk about this story another time. We'll talk about, like, we'll do a whole thing on my family because it gets pretty crazy and funny. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they hate me. My dad's sister, which is my aunt, their family really loves me, and I talked with them, and I still think this is true. I'm not quite sure. Like, at the time it was, but they were like, yeah, we like you better than like his current family now. I'm like, yes, like I'm the better one. Like, we're the better family. I always thought it was a competition. I always thought it was funny. But now that I look about it, like, that's kind of fucked up, you know?
I think you told me, have you ever met him?
I've never met my dad.
Really?
No, I've talked with him twice.
On the phone?
Yeah. It's a significant memory to me. Like the fact that I remember talking to him twice. Once when I was like eight.
Okay.
And once when I was like 17, I think.
Okay.
Like senior high school. And both times I just said, fuck you, and just like hung up. The first time I ever talked with him, I kept asking him questions. He wouldn't answer them. He's like, you're too young for that. And I was like, well, tell me so I understand. He didn't know how to, so he didn't. And then the other time was he was trying to talk to me. I just said, fuck you. And I just kept hanging up because I didn't want to talk with him. I will talk with him when I'm ready to talk with him, not when he's ready to talk with me.
Are you still scorned right now, or
like, what do you mean?
Like, do you have a bitterness towards him? Like, if you saw him, if he, like, hypothetically, like if he walked through the door and you saw him, what emotions will you have?
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course, it's always gonna be there. Okay. I can like try to lie about it and be like, no, I'm good, I'd be fine, but like and when it happens, like, I'm not gonna be like that. I'll tell you what, like, he wouldn't be able to walk in with Kuma right there, but...
No, I'm just saying, hypothetically. Like, anywhere. Like, you just saw him in a random spot.
Well, here's the thing, was that when I was invited to the wedding, which was, like, my stepsister's wedding, because she got married, I got uninvited because... I guess I'm going into the story.
Yeah, I was like, might as well.
The whole thing was, I got uninvited because she thought I was going to cause a problem with her dad, which is technically my dad. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Okay. Cool, so... Is letting the dogs out. Roof, 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 roof. Who let the dogs?
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm sorry.
Go moo.
I can't believe that died off that quickly. It was there for like a hot minute. Substance. Well, of course it wasn't any substance. It was made for the meme. All right. So back on the story. I was invited to a wedding for my stepsister. She said the only condition is not to cause a problem with our dad. And I was like, it's your wedding. I'm not going to cause a problem. She was like, well, I know you. You would cause a problem. And that's when I got a little snippy about it and said, you don't know me. I wouldn't cause a problem. That proves how much you don't know anything about me. Sit us on opposite sides. I won't even approach him, let alone talk with him. But if he comes up to me, best believe I'll have a few choice words like, you need to please leave me alone right now. I don't want to talk to you. This isn't the time or place.
Yeah.
She also said that you can't be rude to my dad. And I was like, you're right. It is your dad. It's not my dad anymore. He's never been there for me.
Right.
So he's just Jorge to me. Like, that's, I'm named after my dad.
I was about to say, I didn't know you were a junior.
I'm the second.
You're the second. Oh, yeah.
If I was named Junior, you would know me as Junior. Because Hispanic culture, everybody would just call me Junior.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's why I'm named the second. Because my mom was like, you ain't gonna be called Junior. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
But, so it was this big old fight. Like, I posted it on Facebook and I copied, like, all the messages. Just basically called her out and posted it for, like, the rest of the family. I'm like, this is your family. Like, throw her under the bus.
Because
I just didn't give two shits about it. Even to this day, I'm like, no, fuck you. Like, yeah. I don't care. Like, you're literally a stranger to me. You're not family. Sure. So I owe you nothing. And, like, I don't need to respect you in any way, shape, or form. If you're going to throw disrespect on me, I can throw that right back.
Right.
Like, I don't have to deal with it. You know, I don't need you in my life. Because you're never there in my life, so I'm not missing anything.
Right. You don't know what you're missing.
Like, I never had a brother or sister. Like, I don't need that.
Right.
You know? Like, if I lost my cousin Carmen, like, that's bigger to me than losing a sister that I never met, let alone, like, had an intelligent conversation with. So, that's a huge thing in itself. Yeah. So, I got asked for that. Fun fact, though. I checked my Facebook recently, and it says my dad's been pending as my friend request for 6 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's asked
it. So, like, it literally says, like, because it shows you, like, when they, like, requested it. So, it says, like, 6 years sitting on there, which is, like, the longest I've ever had anyone pending request.
Really?
And I did that for the reason that he can never keep friend requesting me, and he can't do anything else besides sit in limbo about it. So, that was a funny thing. Yeah, so, obviously, I still got, like, emotions about it, but, I mean...
Yeah, it still hurts.
There's nothing I can do about it right now. And there's nothing I want to do about it right now. That's not my main focus right now.
Right.
If and when the time comes, you know, I would hope, like, you or one of the guys would be there to be with me to kind of keep me in check because I don't know what I would do or what I would say.
Right.
And I feel like having someone there to be that person for me would help me out. Before, I was considering it to be my other best friend, Eddie, but he's in Hawaii, and I haven't really talked with him that much. I would trust kind of you guys more in that sense now.
Yeah.
And that's the whole really reason why I want to change my last name to my grandpa's last name, because he was more of a father figure and I'd rather carry on that last name than my dad's last name.
Yeah.
Nothing to my family. Nothing bad about them. I've always kept the main thing where it's like, you guys have done nothing wrong to me. As long as you've done nothing wrong to my mom, then we're okay.
Right.
Like, we can build a relationship on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have done something wrong to my mom, if you had stuff to my mom wrong or done stuff to me or anyone else in the family, that's where we have a problem. And that's something that we can build at a different time when I'm ready to do that, not when you guys are ready.
Exactly.
And I say it like that because it's not one of those, like, oh, I'll just go over there and then, like, whenever they're ready. No, when I'm ready to approach you... That's when I'm
ready to handle all that. Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you, like, will you, like, try to take the initiative to reach out one day and try to hash things out? So
I don't feel the need to do it right now. I don't feel like it's missing in my life or that's an important thing in my life right now. I mean, obviously, it's still looming.
Oh, I know right now. I'll just say at any point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure at some point I'm going to be like, I want to reach out to my family. Like, I want to talk with them. I want to do this. I want to do that. My uncle, my dad's brother, has reached out to me a couple times. Obviously, they only know Spanish, so it's like the huge language barrier. And he's misinterpreted a couple times where he's like, I did nothing to your mom. And I'm like, don't bring my mom into this. This has nothing to do with my mom. This is something to do with me and you. Okay? I'm very protective about my mom and, like, that side of the family.
Which you should be.
So, like, I'm very, like, touchy in that sense. So I've kind of, like, stopped, like, talking with him here and there. If they ever listen to this, like, sorry. Like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to understand that you guys are just strangers to me. Yeah. I've never met you or, you know, have any connection, so.
Right.
You. I guess throwing it off to you.
Yeah, I have a total different situation. So, my dad died a month after I was born on Father's Day. So, I didn't really have a choice in the matter. So, I really didn't know about anything.
We know your dad passed away too. Stop.
Yeah. Before I was rudely interrupted when I was about to get very, very touchy with
my heart. It's okay.
No.
You're fine. Okay. Fine.
All right. But anyways, my dad got murdered a month after I was born on Father's Day, which is crazy. At least for me, I never knew what I was missing, like you said. Like, I never had an emotion like I needed a father or I wanted a father.
Did you have a father figure?
Yeah, I did. I have my uncle, my mom's brother. He was my father figure for a long time until he got kids. Well,
I thought you were going to say kidnapped for a second. I was like, wait, you got kidnapped? What happened? I just saw him. Like,
yeah. No, when he got kids, of course, like, he wasn't there as much
right
to do all the things he used to. He was basically like, you know, my father.
Sorry. Do you want to talk about the details of like how your dad died?
Yeah, yeah. So my dad was in a gang. Crips, you know. On rip, cuz.
Don't start that here.
Yeah.
We're about to get shot. We're all wearing red and everything.
On rip. So my dad was in a gang. And he basically he got shot over a dice game. If you know in gang culture or in like hood culture, like playing dice is huge, you know. You play dice and it can get very, very hectic and very intense because guys lose out on $200-$300.
Like rent money.
Yeah, in one setting. So imagine just like losing $200-$300 based off a chance of luck. And you like, okay, like,
or imagine
I just lost all my money. So he basically got shot over that. He took some guy's money and the guy wanted his money back, or like he started getting mad and shot him at a gas station. And I think that's it. And then that guy who shot my dad got off because he said it was self-defense. And then, ironically, he lived right across the street from my dad's mom, my grandma, my other grandma, which was a crazy story on itself.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the guy lived like across the street. It was a crazy thing. So, yeah, after that, my mom is very... She was a very proud woman and very outgoing. So, in a sense, she was kind of my dad too, because she will be straight up front with me about anything. She wasn't afraid to tell me anything.
Right. That was my mom.
Yeah, she was in a gang too. Ironically, she was with the Bloods. She was with the Bees, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny how they both got together. But, she was in a gang culture, so she was very proud on herself, and she was basically like another guy, in a sense. She will punch me if I did something wrong. She would call me out, you know, cuss me out, and let me know that wasn't right. And I'm lucky I had that for a little bit. And then that's pretty much it. Like, my uncle and my mom, like, were only father figures, like... All the other males on my grandma's side, some of them tried, but I didn't feel a connection with them where I wanted to have a relationship where I wanted them. So I embraced them. It just didn't happen. And also on my dad's side, I have uncles, like his brothers and all that.
Are they in gangs?
Huh?
Are they in gangs?
No, they weren't. Well, at least I don't know. But
hey, surprise.
Yeah. they try to reach out to. I hung out with them occasionally. And I admit, most of it is like me because I didn't know what I'm missing.
Right.
I've always wanted to stay with my, like, my mom's side of family because that's who I was always around. But I do admit they always reached out multiple times, and at least on my end, I did not follow through or didn't do, you know, they always ask, yeah, let's go here, let's hang out, or come to my house, you know, you can hang out with your cousins. And I'm like, that sounds nice, but like, I just want to stay home with my mom, or when my mom passed, with my grandma. So, at least they're trying. Like, I never got the idea that they didn't care about me or didn't want to see me, in a sense.
So. Right. I mean, that's kind of how, like, my dad's side of the family was. Like,
yeah.
They reached out, obviously, but, you know, I didn't know them. What about coaches? Because I know you were big into sports.
In basketball and football. Like, coaches, I'll say there was two coaches where they were, like, a good, like, influence and good mentors, in a sense. Of all the coaches I've had, there's only been two. And they were both on the same team, basketball team. Because they would take me home and, you know, bring me to practice. So, you know, riding in a car with your coach, they're going to start asking you questions. And like,
right. They always try to dip.
Yeah. Figure out how you are. And then that's how you build a relationship. And then I did. And I even hung out with his son, which was cool. They lived like two blocks away from me, so that's why they took me to practice too. So I was always going over there too. So I feel like that was the only time. The other coaches, I just played, you know. It was just like,
right.
I'm just trying to play. I'm not trying to build a relationship where I remember you forever.
I had a baseball coach like that that I was really close with because I played baseball with him and his sons for like 3 or 4 years, you know. And the times I did go over to his house, like, my mom was always trying to be, she worked two jobs and she'd always try to be there like on time. And like, I remember like sitting there and talking with them, like, yeah, like this and this and this, you know. His sons, like two of his sons, were like really, really good baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them plays college ball right now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe going majors, if anything.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I remember like talking with them like a lot, and I really liked that family a lot. They were very welcoming of everything. They knew my story, you know. I had a soccer coach that I was really connected with, and his son was a good soccer player. Not a great one, but like good enough to get to like a higher level. And I played high level soccer with him. He was the one I went to like all those championships with. But yeah, those are the only two. Like, all the other ones are just kind of like, oh, I'm here on this team. Okay, right. Cool. Like,
here's once the season's over, you're like, okay, cool, I'll see you.
I didn't make, like, any friends, like, long-lasting friends with those people. Not that I really wanted to. Like, I was always in different school district, you know, or different school. So, it was, like, during elementary school, it's, like, whatever.
Right.
You know, high school was a little different. It was, like, yeah, those are your friends, like, that you could see in class, you know. But even then, it was, I'm friends with, like, those people, but, like, I don't know if I would go out and, like, hang out with some of those people, you know. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I think that's just life itself.
Do you feel like if you had a father in life, will you be a different person?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, completely 100%.
I agree, too. the only thing I kind of struggle with is trying to figure out how to be a man. You know, just seeing the mannerisms of a guy, you know, him shaving or him knowing how to talk to people or just picking up things that he does and you're not even knowing that you're picking them up yourself. It's just coming naturally because you're...
Do you think you'd be part of that gang life?
That's what I was about to say. I think I probably would, just
because they were?
Yeah, just to, like, satisfy and just,
like try to impress and say, ooh, I could be a gang member too, you know?
So you'd probably be dead. Maybe.
I'd probably be dead or
with somewhere a kid in jail. Or somewhere else.
Yeah. Not knowing you. In a sense,
how tall was he? He was 6'7". Yeah, you can't miss him.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was tall too, but
I'd be fluent in Spanish. I'd be playing probably more soccer. I would have a completely different set of friends. The people that I hung out with and the things I do now, I probably wouldn't have done them because, like, it's just some people would be considered whitewashed. Like, I love, like, the fantasy and, like, D&D and all that and, like, playing video games. Like, I probably wouldn't be into that stuff as much. Right. The group of people that I would have hung out with would have been completely different in the sense that I probably would have said, nah, that's suck. That's stupid stuff. Like, I don't want to do that. Right. You know, Carmen's fiance, which it sounds like my life would be more like him. He was kind of like into that stuff, but like he knew gang members, you know, and like hung around them, but wasn't part of a gang, you know? And I feel like my life probably would have dipped more towards that in that area. Cause I knew Spanish, yeah. You know, just cause like I could be bilingual with it, you know, and like flip on the fly. But because I didn't know Spanish, you know, I didn't really hang out with them because, like, a lot of the times they were speaking Spanish, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to go hang out with some other people that I know, like, what the conversation's going on for.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like, too, I struggled with like, confidence issues and, like, trying to learn myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I didn't have that dad. I know a lot of cases where I've heard some, you know, friends and, you know, guys talk about how their dad told them, hey, this is not acceptable. You're not going to stand for this. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. Don't let anyone disrespect you, in a sense. And I've always, if I felt like if I had that, I would have been more comfortable with myself, because I definitely was not comfortable with myself. And I could have learned from him, like, he could have been like, yeah, it's great to be tall, you know, or something in that realm. Or it's great to be a dark-skinned black guy. Because I don't know if you know, in our culture, where it's colorism, where if you're light-skinned, it, you get treated better. So it's like still like a slave mentality.
Oh, yeah.
So like light-skinned girls, light-skinned boys, they're all like, oh, they're pretty. You know, they're this, they're that.
You hear that joke now. It's like with Curry when he was like, oh, he shoots so good because he's light-skinned.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, yeah, exactly. So, or you heard the term, you acting real light-skinned right now.
Right.
You know.
we don't hear that much because.
Yeah. Light-skinned. And then when you get to the dark-skinned, you're called gorilla, you know, ape or some, you know, some type of species like that. Or a monkey. Or
like something. A derogatory term of it.
Yeah. And.
Or like it's looked down upon.
Yeah. It took me a while to be comfortable with
who I am. Do you still get that now?
No. I feel like we're more in a day and age. It doesn't matter. Like I said, it took me a while to be comfortable with being tall and being dark-skinned, you know, a black dark-skinned male. And I had to learn that on my own. And that took longer than I think it would if I had my dad. Because he would have been like, okay, fuck them. Or, hey, this is you, you know?
Right.
He would have gave me that confidence, in a sense. You know, I don't know what he would have said to give me that confidence, but I feel like he would have gave me that confidence, you right. know?
No, and I get that. Being Hispanic, like, I mean, I'm not, like, super light, you know? I'm not super dark. I'm like that. Where, like, if people saw me, like, oh, that guy's Hispanic for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I got that skin color. My ex was pretty pale compared to me, you know, and it'd be funny because I'd be like, oh, look at this. I'm like three shades darker, especially in the summer. Like I grow darker,
yeah.
You know.
Did you struggle with any confidence issues?
Yeah, being short and not knowing Spanish.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. Being a Hispanic male, not knowing Spanish.
Do you feel the same thing as me? Like if you had a dad, he could have gave you that sense of confidence.
If I had a dad, I probably would have known Spanish. My mom always spoke English with me, even though she knows Spanish. It's one of the few things about the family that I'm, like, really upset about.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point in time, it's like, okay, now it's, like, my fault because I haven't learned it on my own. But they never spoke Spanish with me. They always spoke English.
you know, so my first language and only language was English, you know. Obviously, like, if I'm around them enough, like, and everyone's speaking Spanish, I'll pick it up, I'll understand it, I'll know what's going on. I'll respond in English, you know, more or less. Like, it clicks for me, but I don't know, like, enough Spanish to, like, keep a conversation going.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a huge thing because a lot of Hispanic girls, you know, because they're like, oh, go look for a nice Hispanic girl. Go look for a nice Mexican girl, you know. Salvadorian, Nicoyan, you know. Cuban, whatever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can't communicate with that side of, like, my culture.
Right.
So it's a huge thing, you know. And especially, like, when it comes to Hispanic women and everything else, like, you're looked down upon.
If like, you don't amongst know your culture.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Like, it's pretty, like, shameful. Like, you know how, like, we went over a med's house and they're like, oh, you the guys that date the white women?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
we have the same.
It's that same thing. Okay, it's where it's like, same. You're like, oh, you brought a white girl over, you know, like, and they'll, like, start, like, you know, talking in Spanish and, like, kind of degrading her sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's tough. When I was with my ex, we took her to, like, a Hispanic restaurant. Took her to get tacos, mm-hmm. you know, and, like, I go, when we walk in there, all the Hispanic girls are going to look at me and give me, like, the death stare. And they're going to look at you the same way. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So, like, just shake it off.
Was this a recent last one?
Yeah.
You're talking about? Okay, I was like.
Not the one I was talking to, but the one, like, I'm actually.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, it was bad. Like, walk in there and she's like,
why? Oh, that's the same way.
Look, I was like, because that's how it is. Like, yeah. I was like, and it's worse because I'm not speaking Spanish to them, too. You know, so they think, like, I'm trying to, like, whitewash myself. It's all, like, it's mentality bad. In them and everything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, it's a huge hit to my confidence. Not knowing Spanish, it's a huge hit to my confidence being short. You know, that's why I took up sports, like, because I can play soccer, because, you know, soccer's universal. You know, like, every single soccer team I played on, or the soccer team I played on in high school, everyone on our team only spoke Spanish on the field.
Oh, so when they would try to communicate something to you,
So, well, I understood it, like, because I knew the plays, and I knew the people and how they played. Like, if I play sports enough, like, you see me. Like, I adapt to, like, how everyone else plays. Like, I know how you play. I know how the med plays. You know, I know what you guys can and can't do. You know, so, like, I'll make those passes or those feeds to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same with soccer. So, when I was playing on the field, like, they would start speaking Spanish, you know, and I would watch them. I'm like, okay, they need a pass over there. But they all knew English, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when the other team was speaking, they'd only spoken English, but they didn't know in Spanish, like, where to go. So, I'm like, aquí, like, trying to tell him, like, here, like, past me, you know, but, yeah, it was tough. Like I said, it's, like, a huge hit. Being Hispanic male, being Hispanic in general, not knowing Spanish is huge. It sucks. Like, being a little bit shorter, like, average, I guess, Hispanic height, like, sucks. Because a lot of Hispanics are, like, 5'6". So that's, like, it's just double hitting for me, you know. And then not having a dad, like, people are like, oh, you don't know about, like, this Hispanic. I'm like, no, because, like, why didn't your dad teach you? I'm like, I don't have a dad to teach me this.
Right.
You know, Hispanic culture, it's like, oh, let me put on, like, you know, the cowboy boots and the belt buckles, you know, let me listen to this song. And I'm like, I don't know any of that side of the culture.
Yeah.
I know Central American for the most part, you know, but that's, like, here and there type of thing. So it's huge. Like, it's, I would equate it to, like, what you're feeling, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, being someone that's, like, taller than normal.
Yeah,
you know,
you're standing out. Like, we both can relate about, like, standing out, like,
right.
We know that we're not the norm in a sense,
right?
But I feel like too, this is gonna shape us to be, like, great fathers. I know for a fact it will.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't help that, like, we worked with kids too, like,
yeah, like,
that's a huge thing in
yeah
itself.
That trained us too, definitely. I know for a fact that changed
I'm like telling people, I'm like, I'm dad material. 10 years of, like, working with kids
I'm
under my
definitely
belt. Like,
going to know every type of kid.
So my number is 720-308.
I'm dad material.
But no, like, I'd say it, like, with confidence now, because I'm like, yeah.
I know for a fact I'm going to be good.
Like, my biggest fear in life was being the same dad like my dad. Like, it's still a huge... It's always been a huge fear of mine.
That's
like
a low percentage of that happening.
But I'm saying, like, that's always been, like, that fear. Like I'm afraid that, like, I got a girl pregnant, you know, and then I, like, leave her because I was, like, that dad and, like, went to go view someone else.
To feed back off that, we have to, you know, think about the guy, too. I, you know, I've thought about that, too, where if I got a girl pregnant and I felt like I wasn't ready, you know, there might be something in my head be like, dude, just like, you know, run away, you know.
Right.
No, in a sense. You're like scared
because I've gotten a couple people come up and they're like, this is happening. And I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, damn, I messed up. I messed up both our lives. I did this, I did that, you know. Right. Like, I felt sick, you know. Luckily, I, like, sucked it up and talked to my mom about it. And she's like, man up. Tough it out.
Yeah.
She's like, you have two choices. You can either be, you know, the parent that you were meant to be, or you can be your father. And, like, when she said that, and I was like, fuck that. I'm never going to be like him. You know, I'll be the best damn dad there is. You know, obviously those never happened, you know.
No, but I'm just saying, like, when I feel like some dads don't do it because they're scared or they felt like they weren't ready. Yeah. And, you know, you never want to be that guy where you ask a girl for an abortion. I feel like that's one of the scariest conversations to have.
I'm pretty sure I told him, I was like, look, it's whatever you want to do. I go, as much as, like, I want to say a choice in this, like, I don't have a say. You know, and that's something, like, I grew up with, like, because I grew up with women. You know, yeah, it's same. Like, I was like, as much as I want to say in this, like, I can't have a say. It's whatever you want to do. You know, and at the end of the day, like, that's the right choice. Like, it sucks for you, yeah, you know, because, like.
I've known guys who, like, force, like, was like, oh, yeah. You going to get this or you going to get that. And I'm like, it's her body, you know?
Right.
I want her to do whatever.
Like, if she's like, I'm keeping the baby, and I'm like, well, guess I'm a father now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a man up. Like, everything will work out.
Yeah.
Everything always works out. Yeah. You know, but it's like, at the
time. But I just wanted to point that out, too. And just.
Oh, no.
Like, they're not all. Well, they are bad, but they probably have in their head a good reason why they're not there. Does that make sense?
I mean.
It's still not excused, like but
it's like a shitty cop out for like some of those dads.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, like a big part is like the dads that, you know, marry into families, you know, that have a kid and that are there. Like, there's a lot those of great awesome. Dads out yeah. there. You I've know, the dads it. That even though they break up with like the wife or whatever, you know, and they stay there with the kids and they're trying to be active in the family. Like, those are great dads. You can't discredit those dads.
No.
You know, and as someone that like never had dads, it's like. I try to tell people, I'm like, they're trying to be there. My dad never tried to be there. Right. They're trying to be there. I would much rather have a dad that tried to be there. And like, I saw him like half the year as opposed to like a dad that was never there in their entire lives. But I was like, because at the end of the day, they're going to understand what it's like to have a dad and a mom, you know, regardless of like what mom or dad decides to do with their relationship. Like they literally have a dad and a mom that they can go to and talk to, you know, parents that are there in their lives. Like those are people that you want. You know, a boyfriend that wants to be that, you know, father figure for the kid. Like, those are people that you want in your lives, you know. And I'm only saying this because we don't have kids, obviously, but we work with kids. And we see that. And we know what it's like going through that. So it's like.
It's huge.
We have all this knowledge about it. Like, why wouldn't you listen to our advice?
That's why I think I did it in a past episode where I said why I have. That's why I work with kids so much is because I know. Over 50% of the families is a single mom household.
Right.
And I know the effect I can have on them because if you know childcare, the industry, you're mostly with that kid most of the day. So if a kid comes at 6:30 and then goes to school around 8, that's 2 hours already. Then they go back after school, let's say 2 to 6, that's 4 hours. So that's 6 hours out of the day. And then they just go home for 2 or 3 hours and they have to go to bed. And then I feel like we're spending most of the time with these kids.
Being the person you needed when you were younger.
And I know I don't know if you've seen it, but you probably have, where kids start picking up on shit you do.
Oh, all the time.
And then they start saying the shit you say. Start doing all the mannerisms you do.
I used to have a kid that he went to DDS. God damn it, I said the name. but he would wear his hat like I would wear, you know, where like the bill's kind of like sitting on top of your hair.
Yeah.
And mom was like, you can't wear your hat like that. And he was like, well, Mr. Jorge wears his hat like that. And she was like, damn. Like, I can't tell him no, because Mr. Jorge was, like, a great person to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, like, a big part of his life. I want to bring this up real quick because someone tried to call me out on Facebook over vaccines. Listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going into something else, but it's like a point that I was trying to make.
How recent was this post?
Like less than a week ago.
Okay.
So it's still fresh. Okay. And it's like been bugging me because I wanted to talk about this on the podcast. But it's not about vaccines. Okay. I promise. But he tried to call me out on that. And his whole argument was just, it was stupid in itself. I'm not naming any names. If by chance you do know like the topic I'm talking about, then you can just read the whole article itself. The points that he made were, some of it were valid, a lot of it was stupid, and most of it just didn't make any sense. Uh-huh. He picked a fight for no reason, and I responded. You shut up. Try to make a point here. So what I was talking about. So what I was talking about was that I have 10 years of experience working with kids, mm-hmm. okay? In some cases, that makes me a better parent than parents, okay?
Yeah.
That makes me more knowledgeable of that kid than that parent. It doesn't matter how much that parent loves that kid, I'm more knowledgeable of that kid than that parent, okay? For the sole instance, like, let's give Summer, okay? Kids dropped off at 7 o'clock, picked up at 4. How much time are they spent with their parents? How much time are they spent with us?
Yeah.
Right? So we learn the kid inside and out. We learn the mannerisms. We know what goes on in their household. We know what, like, the relationship between mom and dad. We don't talk about a lot of this stuff, you know, because it's not professional, you know. But we know, like, that kid, especially the kids that we get attached to, and, like, the kids that attach to us. Like, we know those kids better than the parents, right?
Hey, yeah, and just for a little comment, kids, if you know kids, when they start getting comfortable, they just start blurting shit out. Oh my God. You don't even ask them. They're just like, yeah. My dad's not there anymore. And you're like, wait, what? And then they'll just go, you know.
Mom found dad in the bed with another lady. And I was like, damn, okay. Yeah. Maybe let's talk about
that. And then I'll start getting it beaten into it. Like, so what happened? sometimes I'm just like, okay.
Look, like, when we say, like, they talk about everything. Like, what was one where it's like, kid was like, I found my mom's vibrator one time. But mom said I shouldn't tell you that. So please don't tell her I told you that. And I'm like, yeah. What? You can't be saying this. Right. Like, no, don't. Oh my God. And then, like, I look at mom, I'm like,
is not the same.
So you have a great day.
Yeah.
You know,
see you later.
Yeah. Like, you hear, like, a lot of different things, stuff. Like, one of my other favorite ones was, the kid was like, yeah, dad stayed home today, so I'm going to get picked up early. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, did he just not go to work? He's like, yeah, he had diarrhea. So he just stayed home. I'm like, oh yeah. My God. And like, dad comes in and looks like kind of sickly, you know? And I was like, are you sick? He's like, yeah, just the flu, you know? It's just like running right through me. And he's like, yeah, that's why the toilet was all clogged up. And I was like, oh my God. And dad was like, I'm just going to go home.
Kid says the darnest thing.
So like, yeah, like when we hear, like, talk to kids, like, we hear everything.
Yeah.
So like, the question I want to give you, and this applies to anything, okay? Someone that has 10 years of experience working in an industry versus someone that has done research online for, let's say, a year, okay, versus someone that's gone to school for 4 years on the topic, who are you more inclined to listen to? And this could be about anything, okay. Literally anything.
No. I was going to say, too, so I am going to listen to the person who's more experienced, but as you can know, there's things that develop, that things that happen that turns out to be true too. So for example, there wasn't treatments for like a lot of diseases that are treatable now. People used
We're not talking about vaccines.
No, but that's an example. So like, okay. People can have that mindset of like, no, like, you're gonna die, like, because you have this disease.
Right.
And then 5 years later, they can find something and say, no, this, you can take this and take that and you're scot-free.
Right.
So I'm kind of caught in the middle because I am going to listen to the person who experienced and who knows what they're talking about, you know, for multiple years. But also, I need to be aware that there's a possibility that a new finding or a new discovery can alter what so then, that guy was studying okay, for so those 10 years. Okay, so then
would you listen to the person that actually went to school for that? Like, instead
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. So, like, let's say
so that's the three examples
if you were studying something
so let's say
for 10
years. Someone has 10 years of experience in it, okay?
Yeah.
Regardless if they studied or not. They have 10 years in that industry.
Okay.
Okay? It could be literally anything. Like, yeah. We could talk about baseball. 10 years of playing in baseball, okay? Yeah. Versus someone that's been an umpire for 4 years, you know, so studying the game, like, every single step and rule, or someone that's read up online and played video games of, like, baseball.
Yeah.
Who are you going to listen more about, like,
the one who actually experienced in who right. knows what they're talking about.
Okay. But, like, the second guess, like, if you couldn't ask that person, who would you listen to next?
What do you mean?
So, like, so if you couldn't choose the person that has 10 years of experience, mm-hmm. would you listen to, like, that guy that's, like, as an umpire that's, like, studied everything, or would you listen to the guy that's, like, played the game and, like, other stuff? Like,
so who I would rather listen to, who played the game or an umpire? Is that what you're asking?
Play the game is like a video game.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm listening to the player. But the umpire, of course.
Yeah, like, yeah. So the point I'm trying to make is, like, no matter what industry it is, no matter where it is, you know, it can be, even if it's in law, right? So someone that's been in, like, the law system and, like, worked with it and, like, worked with, like, different, like, lawyers and everything for 10 years, I want to listen to their advice because they've seen multiple cases. They've talked to multiple people. They've done it multiple times. They've seen it firsthand. They know what's going on versus the actual lawyer that did it for, like, 4 years. They know what's going on. They studied it. You know, they do it as opposed to the person that's just read up on it. It's like, you don't know because you've never been in that situation. You don't know because you haven't experienced that. You haven't talked with these people in those situations.
Yeah.
Like, you have friends that you can talk to about this. You have, like, stories that you can read about this, but it's not the same as being there.
Right.
It's not the same as hands-on experience, right? Like, the point I'm trying to make is, like, that applies to everything. So if I give my professional opinion about kids, okay, and I say professional because I've done this for 10 years, like, that's a decade.
Yeah, right? I've talked about this. It's a very touchy because...
No, I mean, like, anything regarding kids, if I give you my professional opinion about kids or anything going on...
Yeah, whether keyword it's like, is opinion. Don't give them, like, a demand, you need to do this.
Like I'm not... I have a very strong opinion about it because I've seen the effects of it. I have a very strong opinion about it because I know the effects of it. I have a very strong opinion about it because I've experienced it and I've seen it firsthand.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? So if I give you my opinion about kids, like my firsthand like opinion about like what's going on, mm-hmm. like I highly suggest you listen to that as opposed to something that you've read online or talked to someone that's only had one child in their life. Okay? Someone that's a parent isn't going to have the same experience as someone that's worked with kids. Okay, you know that kid inside and out. You know that kid because that's your only kid. That's your world. Our world is 30 other kids that True. Come from 30 different backgrounds
30
with
different 30
different families with 30 different personalities. Okay, like if five kids were brought in front of us right now and we were told to watch those kids, I guarantee we can get all those kids to do any activity that we want them to do, like within reason.
Yeah.
Within a week. Right?
Yeah.
Because we know how to operate with kids. We know how each kid's personalities are, and we can learn and we know what to look
for. That's why I said, too, like anything with time, you're going to grow accustomed to it. You're going to adapt to
right.
anything.
You get know? Better with your craft.
Like you said, time. Like if a kid comes from 7 to 4, that's 8 hours. You're with a kid 8 hours for 5 days of the week. You're going to pick up on what they do and
right.
what they can't do or what they don't like or what they do like.
So
like, I do agree.
So the big thing is like we hear it all the time. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you manage all these kids. I don't know how you stay doing this all the time. Like we do it because we know how to do it. It's easy to us. You know, it might be hard to parents, especially parents that go on field trips for the first time. They're like, oh, 30 kids. Oh, I'm so exhausted. Oh, 15 kids, I'm exhausted. I'm like, that's a cakewalk for us.
Right.
Shoot, we used to get left with 45 kids sometimes by ourselves,
yeah.
you know. And we know how to, like, run a program like that. But, like, listen to the people that have experience in,
True.
Like, that industry.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, I was going to say, too, that's why I have I'm a little frustrated at my job now is because, so here's the thing, I have to walk them to recess. But I feel like I'm not fully in control and I'm not fully doing all the things I know I want to do. So when a kid is playing around, I have to go to a teacher or the head up and say, hey, like this kid's doing this. And the next day that kid's back to recess. And in my head, I'm like, no, this kid does not deserve to go to recess. He's going to not go to recess tomorrow.
And he's also going to tell me expectations and norms on how to behave at recess before he can go. But they don't do that. They try to override me a lot, and I hate that. So to feedback off what you said, I feel like I have a lot of experience, and I don't want someone telling me, hey, no, do this way, because, you know, research shows if you show this type of affection, this is going to happen to the child. And I'm like,
if you do A, then B and C are going to happen. Yeah. We don't want B and C to happen. It's like, but you need B and C to happen because that's how you grow as a person.
Exactly.
Like, so, but your thing is like, those are all people that have experience. And when I say experience, I'm putting in quotations, like they just read books and they've done research.
No, that's totally what it is.
All they have, as opposed to like, their program works for a couple kids. It doesn't work for all the kids, especially that a kid's there. That's the problem. So it's like, when you're talking about anything to having to do with experience, you want to talk with the person that has the most experience. You want to learn. You want to be perfect at any job or anything that you want to do. Talk to someone that has experience in it. Talk to someone that has hands-on experience. That's why
people are like, whatever you want to do in life, you need to find someone who's actually doing it, and like be by their side 24/7, because you'll pick up on a lot of shit.
Yeah, they're doing things the way they're doing it because it's worked for them for so long, and it like it's the proper way to do it, or it's the best way to do it, right? If you're learning how to flip burgers, right, you're not going to go over there and say, okay, well, let me just flip a burger because I read it in a book. No, you're going to watch the guy that has the best burgers over there.
And you're going to ask him questions like, hey, so
how do you flip?
It's very,
oh, this hot plate isn't as hot, you know, so you want to use this back one over here.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, sometimes these patties are a little bit frozen, so you want to like push down on it and then flip it at like this time. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff, that's what you want to learn.
That's huge. You know,
like that makes you.
That's why I'm not, I hope kids aren't listening. I'm not a huge advocate on like college, because I feel like anything you want to do, except if you need a degree in it. So for instance, if we wanted to a teacher. We know to go to school. But, like, if you wanted to be, I don't know, what's a thing you don't need
education? Mechanic.
Like, yeah. So, you want to be...
Trade school is big. You can do... You can make more money doing trade school than you can.
Own your own business. You go to the mechanics, be like, hey, like, can I just follow you around and see, like, how you do everything? I don't want to get paid for it. I just want your knowledge.
If you really want it, like... Ask the internship at like a mechanic shop. Say like, you don't need to pay me, or just pay me like $50 like a day or whatever it is. You know, have like a side hustle on your
and
side.
And I that, promise like, you, a person who went to school to be a mechanic compared to a person who's actually in the field looking at what they're doing, that person's well aware. Yeah. They're way off better than the other person.
The best thing to do is find something that you're really good at.
Yeah.
And then look at people doing that. So if you're really good at video games, like watch other gameplays of people and you're like, yep, that's a good play. Nope, that's not a good play. Yep, that's good. That's good. That's good. Like you'll understand because you have that experience in it. You know, if you're really good at flipping burgers, look at other people at McDonald's flipping burgers. You'll be like, yep, that's wrong. Nope, that's wrong. Like my cousin does it all the time in the restaurant. She can spot things out better than like anyone else can because she has the experience.
For sure.
We can walk into a program and like, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. You're not talking to that kid.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I get frustrated about too, is I'm looking at things. I'm like, why are you guys doing it this way?
Right.
This is so much easier if you do it this way, you know? So I definitely agree about the experience and knowing.
But I'm saying like, you know. So the main topic of that was like, don't come at me trying to talk about like my experience doesn't mean anything.
At him, bro.
Like it means something. Like I didn't do it for free. I'm not doing this for charity.
Right.
Like I'm doing this to like the reason why, like, I work with kids.
You worked there 10 years for a reason. Number one, if you weren't that good, you would have got fired. Number two, if you didn't really like it, you would have left.
Right.
You know, there's a sense of pride of taking care of someone's child and saying that they're way better off before they started your program.
There's so many times where like you've had kids come up to you and go, like, I had the best time because you were here. Or you made this the awesome. Or parents even coming up saying like,
I love that. When a parent comes to me and is like, my kid adores you. My kid had the best time. And you're not even thinking in your head, oh, I want him to be, you know, I want him to have that feeling. You're just like, no, I'm just doing my job.
I've had the end of school years where, like, I heard you're leaving. What school are you going to? We're going to move to that school. Yeah. Like, just so my kid can stay with you because you work best with my kid.
Yeah, like, they're doing it now because I'm going to do summer camp at the school I'm at now. And all they're like, oh, you're going to be there this summer, right? You're going to be there this summer. I'm like, yes, I'll be there this summer. You know, so they're already
changing everything.
Yeah, no. and it's listen about 3 months before actual summer camp stuff.
Yeah. So, all right, to close it out, this was update 2.0 on everything, I guess, like, on our life and everything else. We talked a little about, like, how our day was, how our week was, what happened last week, why didn't we update you guys on, like, a new episode and all that. And then we dipped into personal life and then, like, I guess our experience, like, working with kids also. So it's a little bit of everything. This one kind of ran a little bit longer to kind of make up for the fact that we didn't do an episode last week. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yep.
Don't forget, Taj is still having his discount. It's like $5 off.
If you mention the podcast.
Yeah, just mention the podcast, MB Carcast. Or even just say, like, you heard it on the podcast, whatever. He'll probably grill you a little bit. But, I mean, $5 off a haircut and you look good.
Yeah.
Like, boy, like, ooh, you look clean. You look
good.
You look fresh as fuck, Mike.
You look fresh as fuck, Mike.
Yeah, so anything else you want to close with?
No. Just be positive, people. Follow your dreams. Do what you want to do. You only get one life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, until the next one, we'll catch you guys later.
Deuces.